Piano Arts of Wisconsin out of Milwaukee. And Elodie is first reader on that one.
So Piano Arts of Wisconsin, they're out of Milwaukee. They are going to be working with pianists from the ages of 16 to 21. It's mostly a coaching, performing, and mentoring program, which is going to be led by music professionals in Milwaukee. The students are from four different high schools, which included Whitefish Bay High School, Milwaukee High School of the Arts, and two schools in Elmbrook. The coaches will be coming from MSO, which is the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, and the Prometheus Trio, and a Milwaukee ballet pianist. They're asking for $5,620. I thought this was a very strong program for what they're offering in training these students in those four schools, in orchestra, and was it quintets, trios, and quartets? in those terms, it's exposing and training them in classical music is really important. But my strengths were that they promote the importance of classical music and engage the students at different levels, and they do that really well. I just was concerned with the community engagement aspect of the program. They're not really working with a community per se, and also access to the program seemed very limited, only because it's working with those four schools. Not discounting their work or anything like that. It just seemed that it was very limited.
On that same note too, I thought having 15 different activities that they are managing, or 14,
yeah.
15, are very ambitious. Working with a lot of schools, the timeline was really easy to read. But again, I wondered too about access. And
yeah.
One thing I would have liked to see is maybe more possibilities for bringing the public in to hear, making it more inclusive
community
to everyone. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel as outward facing. It felt more inward.
Great. Other comments?
I also had down that it would be a much stronger application if more was regarded with diversity and inclusion. I sort of thought maybe they could do performance partnerships of some kind, maybe change up the venue or have it be a more public venue or invite a broader range of schools. That felt a little bit kind of insulated.
Thanks, Lisa. Any other comments on this one?
Perhaps I wasn't reading the budget correctly, but I didn't see where the lab funds would be allocated for. But maybe I wasn't looking at that correctly.
Let's see. It should be the bottom right-hand side.
Yep, bottom right, allocation of lab funds. It was zeroed all the way.
They'll click in
once.
We do have some applicants that kind of miss or misunderstand that section, so I did go back and help several people fill that in. So I'm trying to think of, in the narrative, do they mention, what those funds will support?
That's from my notes, I'm not
seems like
recalling.
It's likely the artistic fees and services, I would imagine, is where
kind
they're
of
going.
The default for most.
So I would say, if that's a user error,
sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a plan for it.
But also, the narrative and the budget should sort of communicate. So if it's really unclear, score accordingly, I would say.
Okay.